Finally, Clark straightened up and stepped back with a sigh. Although tears were running down her face, the brightness had returned to her eyes, and a hint of color had snuck back into her cheeks. "Where's your sister?" she asked, wiping her nose with the back of her hand.
"She's not here. I've been searching for hours, but it's been too dark. I'm going out to look for her again."
"Wait." Clark reached into her pocket. "I found this in the woods, out past the stream, toward the giant rock formation." She placed something in Bellamy's hand. He inhaled audibly as his fingers closed around the familiar strip of satin. "It was Octavia's red ribbon."
"Was it tied to a tree?"
he asked faintly, unsure what he hoped the answer would be.
"No."
Clark's dirt-streaked face softened. "I saw it on the ground. It must have fallen out of her hair at some point. She was wearing it last night, wasn't she?"
"I think so,"
Bellamy replied, his brain frantically racing for snippets of memory.
"Yes, she had it when she went to sleep."
"Okay," Clark said with sudden firmness. "So that means she left the camp before the fire started. Look," she added in answer to Bellamy's questioning look, "there's no ash on it. No sign that it was anywhere near the flames."
"You may be right," Bellamy said softly, rubbing the ribbon between his fingers. "I just don't understand why she would have left before the fire started."
He glanced back up at Clark.
"Weren't you outside the infirmary last night? Did you notice anything?"
Clark shook her head, her expression suddenly unreadable. "I stepped away for a while," she said, her voice tense. "I'm sorry."
"Never mind," Bellamy said. He slipped the ribbon into his pocket. "I never got to apologize. You were right about O all along. I'm sorry."
Clark just nodded in acknowledgement.
"Thanks for telling me about the ribbon. I'm going out to look for her."
He started to turn away, but Clark reached out to lay a hand on his wrist.
"I'll come with you."
"That's nice of you, but I have no idea how long I'll be gone. This isn't like when we went out to find the medicine. It might be a while."
"I'm coming with you,"
she repeated. Her voice was firm, and there was a fire in her eyes that made him hesitate to contradict her.
"Are you sure?"
Bellamy raised an eyebrow.
"I doubt Wells will be happy to hear that."
"He's not going to hear it from me. We're done."
Bellamy's brain buzzed with questions that never made it to his lips.
"Okay, then."
He took a step forward and gestured for her to follow.
"But I should warn you, I'll probably take off my shirt at some point."
He glanced over his shoulder and saw a smile flicker across her face, so small it might have been a trick of the light filtering through the heavy leaves.